Here we go.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, it's Monday, December the 6th, 6 o'clock, and I'm going to call the City Council, River City Council meeting to order. And I'm going to also do a roll call. Ian Farrell?
Here.
Thank you. Steve Jones?
Here.
Dee Roberts?
Here.
Colby Rogers is absent this evening. Heidi Worlton?
Here.
Ryan Porter?
Here.
And Chris Halpin.
Here.
All right, we're all here. Item number three is the approval of the agenda, the consent agenda, and the minutes from November 15th, 2021.
So moved.
Second.
And moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? We have an approval of the agenda. All right. Item number four, communications. Gretchen?
Next meeting, Heidi Worlton and Councilmember Jones will be sworn in to complete their giving their oath for this year because they were appointed for their positions. And then I'm the next at the very first meeting, January 3rd, I will swear in the new mayor and the council people also. So just to let you guys know that will be on the agenda for sure the next two meetings.
Okay.
And that's all I have, Mayor.
All right. Thank you. Items from the public. We have someone that would like to speak this evening. Michelle, who would be speaking for the chamber.
Yes. You want me to go ahead?
Yes.
Hi, I am Michelle Lehman. I am your local Will Harbor Chamber Director. I'm just hopping on to thank you for your continued support. Let you know a few of the things that we accomplished this last year. COVID, as you know, has everybody kind of out of sorts. We're kind of, glad to put a few of our events back in place. As you know, we get a small sum in lodging taxes from the City of Raymond. That helps us distribute and print brochures. It allows us to use the visitor center as our main hub of our office. We are pretty proud to have our events back online. Over this last weekend, we held the Downtown Christmas Lighted Parade. And for a little hometown small Christmas parade, it was fun. Everybody had a good time. Thankfully, the weather quit raining about 2 hours beforehand. So it was another great year of our downtown Christmas parade. We are also co-hosts to the Willapuff Festival. We were happy to bring that back this year. Weather wasn't super cooperative, but for the first year in the new built out park, it went great. We are so thankful for the city to come alongside of us and build that out for us. Sorry, my dinner is cooking. My timer was beeping, sorry. The city came alongside of us and built out that park. It is amazing. We are so grateful. Everybody was able to plug in their food systems, our music system. That was so awesome. We are so grateful that Eric and his crew really stepped up, made that happen. We are still working on marketing events in the city. We're also still working on businesses in the city. We still work to bring press releases and ribbon cuttings to the local businesses. So not only do we work on tourism and marketing, but we're also working in the businesses to just come alongside them and help them where they need it. And we also sell the metal statues at Alder and Company. So when travelers drive by, it slows them down to look at the metal statues, and now they're available for purchase there, with a portion of the proceeds going to the Heritage Foundation. So we also partner with your Public Works to put up the flower baskets. People really seem to love that program also. So we're just here still partnering with you, doing what we can in the visitor center, and just trying to build business and build marketing and tourism in the area. I'd be happy to answer any questions if anybody has any.
Michelle, this is Chris. I had a question. So,
go ahead.
So how close is your relationship, or how close do you work with the EDC?
We actually work rather close. My last Zoom an hour ago was with Sue from the EDC. Sue is new into the position. She is doing fabulous things. We are working on some collaboration on housing. I went with them on Thursday to their local economic summit in Grand Mound. So we actually work pretty closely. She's a great partner, and we do what we can to help build business together.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Hearing none. Thanks, Michelle. Be sure to check the fact that Chandler too for all the good work.
Yes.
Good to see you.
Thank you, Mayor.
Right.
Thank you.
So moving on, we are going to have a public hearing that starts at 6:07. This is for the 2022 budget. Is there anyone from the public here that would like to speak to the budget? Hearing none, I will close the public hearing for the 2022 budget at 6:08. And move on to item number 7, ordinance 1907. This is the first reading of the 2022 budget.
I make a motion to move ordinance number 1907, the 2022 budget, to a second reading.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to move ordinance 1907 to the second region. Second reading. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? The first reading passes to the second. Item number 8, ordinance 1906. This is the first reading of the 2022 budget amendments.
I make a motion to move ordinance number 1906. 2022-ish, that should be 2021 budget amendments, I'm assuming.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
The 2021 budget amendments to a second reading.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded to pass the first reading of the ordinance 1906. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? All right. Item number 8, this is the first reading of the 2022 utility rate increases.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah. Did I hear a motion and a second?
I make a motion to move ordinance number 1908, 2022 utility rate increases, to a second reading.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to move ordinance 1908. First reading to second reading. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Hearing none, ordinance 1908 moves to the second reading. Item number 10, approval of the TIB grant, the 2021 rehabilitation overlay. That's the streets that we're going to work with the state to redo. I'd like a motion and a second to open that up to discussion.
I make a motion authorizing the mayor to sign the TIB grant as presented.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion?
Yeah. My question too. Go ahead.
Well, a couple things. One, so is this, I was confused by the map in the packet for that.
It's not
like Barnhart Street and some, there's like a whole bunch of stuff highlighted. I was confused. Where is this actually?
They're individual
projects.
Well, yes, when you apply for them individually because they have different criteria. But they felt like they would award us all of them. We had them come down and go around with this then. So we said, let's combine them. And that's why it's combined. So Barnhart, a little piece that's not in there, but they rate it as being pretty good shape versus the rest of it's not. So it'll be the whole piece. Franklin to about the boat launch, maybe just a smidgen farther where it's bad. And then all of the loop that works due there by
McDonald's. So everything that was highlighted is actually part of this
grant. Okay. All the blue?
Yeah. That's what I was wondering. I was because it said Ballard to Ocean Avenue in the original thing or something. It was like, there's a lot more than Ballard to Ocean Avenue.
Okay. I think it's what they named it, whatever reason they named it.
And then our portion of that's like 60-some thousand?
61,000, yeah. Pretty great. 5%.
When would that get done?
It'll be this year, hopefully. It's not less than 10.
Next year.
Or next, yeah.
2022. 2022.
No. Yes.
Thanks.
So. Exciting.
It's very exciting, and what a huge chunk of change.
Yeah.
Such a million.
Okay.
About roads, you determine to me, and this is just coming from living here all my life. The road that we're doing by everybody's and or Thriftway and 101 is far newer than a lot of the other bad roads in the city. How did that come ahead of them? And then is Cherry Street part of this one?
No.
Okay.
So actually the ocean on that Willapaw by the grocery store, that is in horrible shape. And
yes,
it's really partially there, you know, that's like everybody that comes into town almost drives through there. You know, it probably wasn't done to road standards, but originally that was private. And then the city took it over when they started developing all of that. And the city actually had a grant before I was here many years ago to actually redo that. And previous public works director couldn't figure out how to get along with the other businesses and make it happen. And we gave that grant back because there had to be some property because it was all private in there. So that's why we have it. The reason it comes ahead is with TIB. You can have worse streets and they may qualify, but they won't rate well and you'll never get them. So we had our representative come down this year and drive around and look at all of the things so we could take off and quit applying for stuff that we're not going to get. So this one's been one we've been trying to get. This one rates very well. Franklin rates well, ties to the highway, but it also goes to the ball field and the boat launch. So it helps more people essentially. That's where Jackson did so well. Barnhart's a feeder also to the highway, so that one rates well. Cherry Street, they said, is eligible, but realistically, you'll never get it. It would only qualify to the one intersection.
Yeah,
it doesn't help enough people.
Basically. Right, I understand.
It's
so that was my question.
And our plan was to try to do Cherry Street, unless we got a TIB grant, so we'll have to spend most of our money for the year on that. And plus, with the public works doing more, we won't just not that. And generally, it's 61,000. We try to, you know, if we can do some of the side streets a little ways just to tie and make it better, you know, we'll spend a little more money. But as we get there, we'll come to council and ask, like, we'd really like to do part of 7th Street or a little more of Franklin because they're there, we get a better deal. And it makes a better project.
Okay. Thank you.
Any more discussion on item number 10, the approval of the TIB grant? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Hearing none, the approval of the TIB grant is approved. Item number 11, a surplus sale of property in the Riverdale area. Mr. Weiberg will speak to that too.
Generally, when people inquire about property the city owns, we just tell them to send a letter into the city and you know, we'll look at it and evaluate if it's something we are wanting to get rid of or not. This piece has been asked about numerous times, so we had quite a bit of information on it previously. We actually met with people last year, I believe it, but they inquired about it. So Scott and I went over and looked at setbacks of the street, setback with the creek running through there, then the hill in the back of it. We let them know it's essentially unbuildable. It's pretty much, you know, it has no real value as far as building a house there. They own the property adjacent to it. So the figure we came up with is just how we always figure it. We try to take the property. Of course, we use the assessed value, not appraised, because we don't have information on that. So we always use appraised with fair across the board for anybody. That's what we come up with using that information. And the property is like, it has some of the same, we try to use like, so pieces we looked at had a crick in it or so forth, whether it's buildable or not, I don't know, in the same location. So is it really worth $6,700? I don't know. That's just the figure we come up with as how we always figure prices. So it's good for you guys to negotiate a price or be happy with what they offer, or I'm not sure how you want to do that. But.
And they offer $2,004.
But it has no real value to us.
We don't need it as far as any, as far as a site for a huge pump station or so forth. Like I said, it's a really, really narrow. I actually had more pictures of it, we went over in the summer and measured it. The creek and the setback, you don't have much. If anything, there's like maybe 20 feet, they can squeeze something, but then how do you even access it? To the streets out here and a steep hill in the back. So as far as, essentially it's unbuildable. I mean,
how do we get property like that?
I don't know how we, I don't know if back in the day we got that back from a tap, people didn't pay their taxes or what.
May have ended up with a lien on it.
There's a few pieces we have. We've never, since I've been here, we've never got anything back from tax that, we just haven't.
It disappeared.
So I know in the past the city has, sold them. At one point they went through and looked at all the property the city owned and got rid of a bunch of it. It's not on the tax rolls if we own it. If we have no use, it might as well be back out there. But I don't know how we ended up with this particular property.
Do you have a recommendation?
It was the recommendation in here was that the staff doesn't see any current or future need for this and would recommend negotiating a selling price for this.
Yeah, I read that, but I meant price wise.
Oh.
I have, like I said, I just use what we have, just so it's fair across the board. But is it actually worth that? Worth what somebody's willing to pay for?
Yeah, there's a difference between 2,000
and
6,000.
Yeah,
but
we don't have a way. We just use assessed value of like as best as we can. It's not what we do. We just try to come up with a fair system for everybody, no matter what they're wanting. Even if it was a street vacation, generally we come up with a value that's half for the code of what it would be.
Right, there's a difference between
absolutely
what you're asking and the
right
value,
because the assessed value maybe, you can't really take the assessed value because it has no value, because it's not buildable. So are they willing to negotiate and go above the two?
I haven't talked about, I believe they might be on to say what they want to say, if that's how you guys want to do that.
Yeah, Melissa Ash.
So,
Melissa, do you want to go ahead and unmute?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm hearing negotiation. What kind of negotiation?
Well, the property is assessed at over $6,000, and you have made us an offer of $2,000. There seems to be a bit of a gap between the two. That's why we're talking about negotiations.
I'm sorry, you broke up right there. What was the property assessed at?
So actually, that's a group. I mean, there's not really an assessed. There's an assessed value, but it's probably not accurate because the city owns it. They don't actually, on our property, it's just a number. They don't really update it because the city owns it. So this is a determination with like five properties or three properties to get an average.
Well, can I just make a suggestion? Let's don't negotiate it here.
Yeah, that would be, I think that should be negotiated between you and them.
Let's give Eric the go ahead to talk to the landowner and come up with a price.
Yeah.
Then you want to bring it back?
I don't think you need to bring it back here.
I think as long as the ranges you're talking about, I have no problem.
No.
But I don't think we ought to do it here.
No, I agree, Chris. It's what I was going to suggest as well. So.
Okay. So
does someone want to, I'd make a motion. You want to make a motion?
Just make a motion then give Eric the authority to negotiate a fair price for the Riverdale property.
Yeah. I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded that Eric work on the value that we're going to suggest to the Ashes. And we'll be coming back at
He has the authority to negotiate.
He can sell it.
All right, then Eric will be dealing with the people that are the potential buyers of the property.
Yes.
So it's been moved and seconded. Any more discussion?
I think we should vote on it again. It's part of the RWC that the council approves real estate sales. I don't think it's a big deal for it to come back to us to vote on it, just to make sure that we're in the clear there.
He's right.
Okay.
I don't think it's important.
All right. So it'll come back to us as a done deal.
As an approval.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Or close to a done deal, I guess.
All right.
Okay.
So it will be on the agenda again at the next council meeting. Did you understand all of that, Ms. Ash?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Do we need to vote on it?
No, next meeting.
All right.
Well, we have a motion.
And a second.
Okay. There's a
you
motion.
You made a motion.
Second.
She second. We have to vote.
For Eric to come up with a price on the property.
And yes.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Opposed, one nay. All right. Item number 12, the 2022 EDC contract renewal. That was in your documents that you received. Gretchen, I think, responded to that when we were asked. The EDC sent us a bill, and she was told that we couldn't pay that bill until the council approved it. I'm assuming that you saw the numbers in your packet.
I make a motion to approve the EDC, the 2022 EDC contract.
Second.
So moved in second to approve the EDC contract renewal. Okay. Any discussion?
Yes, please.
All right.
I would really appreciate if they came and gave us like they normally do. I maybe they're in some leadership change now. It sounds like maybe
yes,
they are.
Right.
But I would appreciate if they come to the council and give us the what have you done lately for a speech.
Okay.
If we do that aside from approving this, fine, but I think we still ought to do that. I think they ought to come and give us their best shot of what they're trying to do. And it might even be better. I mean, you got a new person, you know, might even be worthwhile for her to meet some of the people and then give a speech, you know, tell us what they're doing for us.
Duly noted. Thank you.
I don't know. Seems reasonable.
Well, we still have a motion and a second still on the table, so I think we need to vote, unless there's more discussion.
Could we get them? We go ahead with the vote. Could we get them in to
give
us
a
you can do that? Okay, fine.
All right. All those in favor to approve the EDC contract renewal, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Hearing none. It's approved. Moving on to item 13, department head reports. Fire Chief Bill Vivian.
Oh, thank you, Mayor. I'm all report right now. Just that we're wrapping up Q1 21 and eagerly looking forward to a new year. It's going to be a good one. That's about it.
Thank you.
Police Chief Chuck Spore.
The parade went off really well. I thought it was well attended, no problems. Everybody worked well together. And also, Chop with the Cop is next weekend, so you don't want to be woke up by sirens. Go to bed with your friends.
All right, Public Works, Eric Weber.
Gold TIB grant, as you've already seen that, so we're pretty excited about that. The Gold Plus Center been on hold there for a moment, but I spoke with Max. He's supposed to start up again pretty soon. They had an issue with some contamination, and but they have it all figured out, so hopefully soon they'll start that back up. And we had ordered and received replacement signs for the historic downtown Raymond, all the signs you see that are faded and look horrible. So we do have those in our possession now, so we're going to start trying to get those put up. That's all I have.
All right, thank you. Clerk Treasurer, Regression Singh.
The audit is going fine. They haven't had any problems. Busy getting them the information that they need. I also sent out the end of the month fund balance report for November today. And everything looks great. We have a substantial amount of money in current expense right now. Hoping to get the new fire truck purchased right in the next year and some of those other things. But thank you for approving the budget for the first reading. I wanted to, explain to you about the budget amendments. Did you guys have any problems or discussion about that? I could explain everything. So if you didn't have anything, so other than that, just a busy month and it's almost ready for the new year. And just like Bill said, 2022 is a better year than 21.
How long will that audit take?
How long will what take?
That audit.
The audit, they said roughly 2 to 3 weeks, but it's always long.
Yeah.
Good. By the time it's all said and done, it'll be a couple months.
Any other questions from the council for the managers? It's all nice to see them all here tonight.
Oh, yes. One other thing I'd like to, sorry, Mayor. We got word from our software company who we have had for, I've been here 24 years and they have it before me, and they have sold the company, our hardware software company, to a Canada business. And this happened once before and it was an awful, awful thing. I've talked to Dee a little about it. She knows the ongoing problems that we've had with our software company right now. We're very disappointed in how they respond back to us, the work and the ideas that they've been giving us. So I foresee the city moving forward with a new software system in the next year. Hopefully we can work that out because we need some better help and some better software to get things. So that's going to be a big transition, but I hope I get all your answers and questions and answered. And if they want to do a presentation, that's fine. But we really need some help and some new software for the city. So I have a business in mind. They're at all the conventions that I go to and conferences, and they've been trying to get our business for a long time. But I'm also going to, I've had some good feedback from them. So we're just going to take it and see how we do. And Dee will.
We need to talk.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. And just wanted to go.
Bring that yourself. Ben's gonna too, but after I'm gone.
Well, that was cool. Thanks, Gretchen. I don't have any comments for this evening. Council? Yes, Steve?
I just wanted to thank the city and Eric and Aisha for having the garbage truck in the parade. Yeah, it was so nice to see Raymond participate in the parade. I think that's the first time ever I've seen.
Jeff Williams did it.
Must have missed it, but anyway, it was really nice, and I thought the parade was excellent, so it was great to see, and little but mighty. Nice night, some pouring rain.
I'd just like to say congratulations to the Raymond Junior Senior High School volleyball team who made it all the way to state.
Yeah.
I think it would be good to acknowledge that and their hard work.
Yeah, that's good.
Did they place?
Four years.
Okay.
So, consultation.
I have something to say. couple things, actually. The email you sent out over the last 3 weeks about the theater and all that stuff, I'm in total agreement with it. But as Steve pointed out a few months ago, we have to be careful what we put into an email and how it's responded by council people. Because once it's responded to by council people, it becomes an open meeting. And if it's not accessible, then we're violating the Open Meetings Act. So we have to be careful. I'm not saying don't send emails. I'm just saying don't respond.
Don't reply.
Yeah. Because then it becomes a meeting.
It doesn't always become a meeting. There are rules, and we do need to be careful, but that is an extremely conservative way to approach it. It's more nuanced than that.
The training that I attended on Saturday said that just don't reply at all.
Well, that, yeah.
No matter
just
what.
Don't do it.
Yeah, and that's fine if you want to not do it, but you can reply without violating the Open Public Meetings Act rules. It is possible to do that.
And I think that if you want to push the line and run the risk of getting sued, I think it's best to just not do it at all.
Exactly.
And that's our guidance. Well, and that's who insures the city. And I think that's who the city listens to. They're the ones that would ultimately be representing us in court. So.
Okay.
Do you think that my responses were violating the Open Public Meetings Act?
I don't know who you're talking to.
Pardon me?
Steve or Dee?
I'm not answering your question. I didn't say that.
What was the question?
Is this brought up because one of our responses or my response was a violation, in your opinion?
No, it's the number of responses is what I was getting at. Not a response. It's the number of them and the reply all, like they say, it brings everybody in. That's my intent, I guess. I just want to be careful because I learned also too that we with what's going on down school, they've got a public disclosure request right now for the emails of the employees for the last 8 years.
Whoa.
And technically, if like the emails that we're getting sent from the city hall and it's going to your personal email, that makes your personal email open to them searching it.
Mm-hmm.
100%. If we get sued, we get a Public Disclosure Act on us, we have to provide that to them. And that's our emails. And right now, I don't know, I got 32,000 in my own email right now. But I personally believe we should all be using our city email account, period, not our home accounts. I know it's much easier. And I was going to do it today, and I can't get into my city account. So that shows you how good I am at this. But I am going to, because I just want to be careful because of the experience that's going on down there. I don't want to be caught in the middle of that.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why I brought it up. It isn't to point fingers or make judgment. It's we're all public here, and we have to be careful in what we say and do and how we say and do it. Was my point on that. So,
all right. And I agree with you on that. I think that the idea that we can't respond to each other in some cases takes it too far, and we need to be able to respond to each other. We have already identified that we don't communicate with each other well. And so just not communicating out of fear of violating OPMA, I think is bad. I think it would be better if we better educated ourselves on it and had tons of communication between ourselves that was legal communication to have.
I won't argue with that. My second thing that I would like to do is when I was mayor for those few months. I think the pay was $300 a month. What do you get paid now?
Well, everybody's just got a raise recently. The council, not the council and I just got a small raise recently.
So what are you going to get paid?
I think it's $375 a month for the mayor.
And I personally, as a council person, think that's a ridiculously small amount for the amount of responsibility and time put in a position as public as this, along with, no offense to you guys sitting up there with the mayor, the wages that the city puts out per month, to me, the mayor should get a bump and a raise. The mayor position should get a bump and a raise to $1,000 a month. City of South Bend, I think, is up to 900, isn't it? And they're quite a bit smaller than we are. And I personally think we can afford that kind of investment in who's ever sitting behind that mayor seat. And I'm open for discussion on that from any of you guys.
I have to agree.
Because I want to make a motion that we have is what I'd like to do. I'd like to make a motion that we make the mayor's position $1,000 a month starting January 2022.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that the mayor will receive a salary of $1,000 per month beginning January 1, 2022. Is there any other discussion?
Yeah, I guess, is this meant to compensate for time or to incentivize, which of those is it supposed to be, or is it supposed to be both?
All of the above. And it's a position that, to me, you get what you put into it and you get what you pay for. And it can incentivize people to be willing to put a little more time and effort into that position, in my opinion.
Sure. I can see that. I think that's a good, I think it's a good way to think about eventually a city manager also, although I don't know that we're ready for that anytime soon, but that's where we can really incentivize someone to put in the amount of effort it takes to take us to the next level. But like I said, that's a conversation for down the road a little ways.
Okay. Any more conversation? Any more discussion?
So you're saying this would start January?
Yeah.
And this is not budgeted?
No.
The budget that we're going through the process right now. So
does that mess your budget up?
No.
You can manage that into it? That was a good question.
All this, I mean, I'm not for doing snap decision things myself. I think we need to put more thought into this than one day. I don't disagree with it. I think there's...
I'm going to abstain no matter what, but I can tell you this is not a snap decision. This is at least the third council meeting it's been discussed at.
Well, I've been thinking about it for 5 years,
and it's the first time I've heard it.
Well, least the last, and not the last one, but maybe two, the council meeting before that.
We've had sidebars about it mostly.
Well, sidebars are always fantastic.
But we have discussed it in
the
past with many friends. But either way, I'm just saying for me,
yes,
this is the first time I'm hearing about it.
It was discussed in open.
It would be interesting to see what other cities are doing such, and I would not be in favor of this.
I guarantee you other cities aren't doing 350.
Well, other cities.
No, Ryan, I understand what you're saying, and normally I would have done it, but I was running out of time, so I did brought it up. I meant to bring it up a month ago. So my apologies.
There's no.
No, I understand what you're saying.
I'm sure everybody understands how I feel about it.
Okay.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed?
Nay.
Nay.
Abstain.
Does three carry?
3-2.
It does not.
Not a quorum, but
3-3.
It's got to be a majority of the entire council
Yeah. So there are four A's, correct?
No, there are only three.
There are only three A's.
Yeah.
Well, I would have to say that
it failed. Failed.
I guess I could have voted.
It could be revisited, obviously.
I would be happy to have it revisited. I think that there needs to be more.
And it's kind of a
public thought put into this.
I think there's been a lot of thought.
It's not an accusation that there hasn't been.
It's
clearly
okay.
It has not been shared with everybody in the council.
It's okay.
And I hope
it's
that
okay.
Changes going forward in the future.
Maybe it could be on the agenda for the next meeting.
Yeah, that's a good one. Could we do that?
Sure.
Yeah, a couple of weeks.
It has to be brought up by someone on the prevailing side. Although I don't know that it has to be asked to be put on the agenda, but if it's on the agenda, it has to be either Ryan and I or I who bring it up at the next meeting, which I just want to say that I don't expect it'll be a problem, but that's the way it needs to be.
I'll bring it up at the next meeting. I just want to look at comparisons or see some sort of additional information about cities comparable to our size, what they're getting, and what the person is responsible for putting in.
Fair enough.
I doubt there's going to be an issue.
You never know.
With the person who's going into the role.
All right.
That's not why my questions are here.
Understandable.
Okay. Any other council comments?
And I have one for Eric. Well, for any of the department heads, but specifically Eric. December is the month that LV and Stella J. Raymond Foundation accepts grants for things like signage at the entrance to the LV Raymond Park that may be deteriorating, other things around the city. So if you have things, this is the month to put them in. Mr. Mayor, you might tell the theater manager that. I know he's new. And so we want to make sure that we get those in. That's not to say they will get approved, but 100% of grants that are not submitted are rejected. That's it.
Go on, say something to that. We've been working mostly, Tia originally has been, now for the COVID, been drug out, but she was working with the public school district to make signs for the city facilities. And that was one that is to be made. Was very reasonably priced, and the schools are going to do it. It's just a kind of a matter of, you know, takes what it takes, and COVID slowed that down. So we are working on getting new facility signs.
Is it that metal glass they have out there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to do it for all buildings.
That's
yeah,
cool.
Police and wherever, City Hall.
Yeah.
I know the feature of that one. She's a neat lady.
So it's exciting, just taking some time because COVID, I think the school, you know, kind of slowed that down. But duly noted. Thank you.
If there are no more council comments, I'd like to. There's. You reminded me of something.
I still have comments.
Okay.
So I would like to talk briefly about my email that I sent, which I specifically asked for no need for a response, and I did receive several singular email responses for that. I think we are in a position. This is a statement. This isn't so much a. I guess commentary or questions. I think we're in a position right now where we're posting a lease that was previously approved for a specific situation that's currently in process, as that's the model for moving forward with a new tenant. So as a prospective tenant, I would look at that and say, oh my gosh, there's a lease right here and this is exactly what I'm gonna pay and I shouldn't have to expect to pay anything else. And I think those types of things need to be negotiated before you come up with a lease. And Tony or Mr. Mayor, when I talked to you about it, my main point of contention with this at this point, because Gretchen has responded to me and provided information and I'm good there. We provide direction, but it's also, I'm told over and over again that the manager's responsibility within the city and the mayor's responsibility is to negotiate things or handle things or discuss things or make a plans and then make recommendations to the council. And I'm told that, well, the council has to direct me to do this or that all the time. I don't know that that's accurate or correct. I don't think we should have to direct anyone to do certain things. We simply provide suggestions, comments. If you need a motion and a second for every activity that you're asking us to do, then why would, I don't think any of you want that. That certainly isn't the intent of most of the council members that I'm aware of to do. But I think that's a really an area where we could make a process for the future so that we can have very clear guidelines of how to address that if it doesn't already exist somewhere already. Because I just can't believe that we do things that way. We're not setting ourselves up to get best value for a property. We're also not setting up our, you know, business owners or property owners, more importantly, in the city, who have properties for rent or things like that, who are going on those principles. They're going to get cheated, or the customer might get cheated, you know, or tenant may get cheated on it. And I have issues with that. I think we need to look at how we can address the current situation and address it for future situations like this, because, like it or not, the city owns a lot of property.
We do.
Properties that we rent, we deal with these things, and I don't think we always put our best effort into making sure we monetize those so that we can actually help pay for the buildings and properties that we own, roofs, HVAC systems, things like that. In my experience, commercial leases, often the tenant pays for all that stuff. It's part of the deal. If they can't operate a business paying for those items, then they probably shouldn't be renting the property. I think that, and correct me if I'm wrong, Chris, it may go back to the whole having a business plan, having the ability to actually operate a business and fund the business to do those things. I think we're setting ourselves up for
business. Well, I hate to pick this scab, but I will anyway. That whole process was doomed from the start. The theater manager went outside of what he should have did. The mayor didn't do what he should have did, and then so it gets dumped in our lap. So we're dealing with the crap show because we had some people that didn't follow a process and procedure that I think is fairly well laid out there. And if that had been done, in other words, we can't have a business operating over there without us having the lease approved to have them operate there. But the business is operating over there. So then we're backing up trying to figure out, well, how do we make this thing right? My view is, has anybody talked to the theater manager and said, hey, that was the wrong thing to do?
I haven't.
Well,
yeah.
That's my point in this thing is that it started out
wrong.
It started out wrong, and then it finally flushes back here, and then we're all trying to figure out what the hell to do with it. And we're going, well, we'll do some stopgap thing that we did. Can we just, everybody that deals with leases in this organization, understand and know what their role is? And if nobody knows that, then let's get somebody in from somewhere to walk our business heads through that, so they know what accountabilities and responsibilities they have. Because that's where this thing fell apart. It fell apart. Theater manager going, go ahead and go in there. That's where it fell apart.
In the beginning.
Excuse me. But
I agree with everything you said.
Yeah.
So to add on to Ryan's portion of that and a procedure going forward with the terms of the lease so explicitly stated, we need to have an objective way, impartial way to evaluate potential tenants against each other so that we can make a decision that does not open us up to liability. And I want to make sure we have that in place as we go to evaluate leases that potentially have more than one interested party in them. Because if all we do is pick the one that we think is going to be most successful, I think that we will be asking for a lawsuit. So I want to make sure that's covered.
Well, I agree with everything that was said here. I think I agreed with you in my email. My problem with your response at the meeting, last meeting, was I heard you perfectly well what you suggested, that we had another motion on the floor, and that was what we went with, that we wanted to get this in the newspapers as quickly as we could. And therefore, there was no mention at that meeting at all about changing our direction. We had a lease in place already. There was nobody saying, well, we should negotiate a new lease, or we should. When I'm working with the council, and I hear someone, you suggest that we hire a local real estate agent and involve him in the lease negotiations. I'm not going to go out and hire a real estate agent without your approval, especially to do a lease negotiation. So I would expect that in the future, or right now, if you want us to do that, that you would make a motion. Give me some direction in that way. What real estate agent would you like me to hire? How much you could do in one negotiation?
I'm just completely lost with everything you say.
I don't think you said anything about hiring anybody.
We were approving a stopgap, as Chris calls it, lease for an existing situation. We were also saying, let's go ahead and advertise, which Gretchen was already going to do. Gretchen was going to advertise for the site so that it became fair, so everybody could have an opportunity to get in there.
Yeah.
That lease does not exist today. The lease you keep referring to is one that we approved for a stopgap group who happens to be in there now because people didn't do their job already. So you can say everything you want to say and that we need to now direct you with everything you want. But bottom line, you're not going to be here at the end of the month and somebody else needs to deal with it. So I would like to make a motion that we table this until January 15th, 2022. And we can discuss it further at that point in terms of before any action is taken on a new lease.
See, I think the confusion, Tony, is at least the way I see it, is the executive branch, you have the ability to go out and negotiate a lease. But you ultimately, when all that dirty work is done and the paperwork's done, you got to come back to this body and say, I negotiated this lease. Are you going to approve it or not approve it? We don't need to get into the nitty gritty. That's the executive's job.
Exactly.
The nitty gritty of negotiating that lease is your job. You just have to do that. And the pieces and parts of that, we don't need to be involved in. We have the final say when you bring that full lease back to us and we either go yes or no. So I think that's some of the confusion that's going on, that our role is not in the lease making business. That's not our role as I see it. Anybody see it any different now?
No, and no. I just think that it's just been muddied up because of the way it all started.
Right.
And we just want to get past what's happened, what's done is done,
and carry on
and do it right from this point forward.
I'm all for that, Dee, but I'm also for some accountability. Who's going to be held accountable for what?
Right, and that's what I'm saying, doing it right.
Isn't going to happen again. Well, I mean, let's correct it. If somebody doesn't know what their accountabilities are, let's set them down and tell them. That's my view.
I agree.
I'm done.
Are you leaving too?
No.
By accountability, I'm assuming that you mean the theater director.
Yes.
And his contract is up at the end of the month.
That's what I thought. He's here until December, right?
You know,
yes.
And who knows that if he's doing a bad job or not, it just get bad direction.
I think he's doing a great job.
You know, but it may not be his fault. Maybe he just didn't have good direction. I don't know.
Specific.
Yeah.
So I don't, you know, I can't answer that because I don't know.
So with you saying that that position is up at the end of December, that means we have to revisit this again in January, correct?
His contract, yeah.
His contract.
Yeah, okay. Good to know.
Maybe he doesn't want to be it anymore.
And that could be too.
I wondered that too. But we get to revisit it.
Either way.
So we do have a motion on the table.
Nobody seconded it, Ian. So
I'll second it.
that we table this
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So seconded.
Okay.
Table any action on this
theater and the whole nine yards over the restaurant apartment.
We haven't got any applications, just so you know.
Even from the current tenant? I wouldn't want to be in there. It was all this, frankly.
Okay, we got a motion and a second. Okay. We got any more
discussion?
If there's no more discussion, what was the motion again?
To table any decision about on the restaurant until January 15, 2022.
January 15th.
Yes.
All right. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Hearing none. Motion
passed. No.
All right. And I have one other comment about the restaurant. They are still, they post on Facebook a lot and they're saying they are only open for carry out. And I wanted to understand if that is because we gave them that direction or if they chose to, and if we gave it to them,
why
we gave it to them.
You guys approved it in the last
month. Yeah, I thought we approved it, Ian, last time. Amendment. To do both carry out and delivery.
Yeah, but what he's asking is why did no dine in? Permission to
why not dine in?
I don't know.
I guess that was originally how the contract.
That's what they asked for.
They didn't ask for
dine in?
As far as I know, they didn't.
And I don't know if you heard all that, Ian, but apparently they didn't ask for it to be amended from the way it was originally written. Just dine in, no dine in, just carry out and delivery. So,
okay. Why was it originally told to them that way when on the lease that was not a lease? Why was it given to them with that restriction?
The way I understood it, it was only supposed to be just baked goods and that's how it was going to be. It was just going to be that way.
1 month.
Well,
Mr. Mayor.
Passport, Ian.
What is it? I appreciate your context, D, but I want to hear from
the
people that were there.
Oh, okay. Yes. Sorry.
I spoke to Jeff. He said they wanted to lease the kitchen only for holiday baking only.
Okay.
That is exactly what he said.
So that limited.
Yeah, holiday baking is. Right. She makes these
cocoa bombs,
and that's things. All she was supposed to do. And
the lease said that they wanted to just bake and store there.
Yeah,
so they were essentially talking about doing it and making the product and then taking it someplace else and selling.
Okay. I just want to make sure. I want to make sure that we're not restricting them in a way we're not restricting others. So we have other city buildings with food being served in them that people are allowed to consume that food in those buildings. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure we're treating everybody the same. And if they aren't asking for that privilege, that's fine. I just want to make sure we're not restricting them yet allowing other people to do it. Without a good reason.
The original lease, as we just described, was amended to allow them to do takeout and delivery, and that's what we stand at.
Well, and that's all they asked.
And that's all they asked.
We had a meeting with, in fact, the theater director was here at the meeting as well as the two restaurateurs, and it was kind of hashed out at that meeting.
Okay.
So we presented it to the council that way.
All right. Their Facebook posts make it seem like they're not allowed to do dine-in, but Facebook is not the real world. City council meeting is the real world, so that's fine.
Everything on Facebook is true.
Now you tell me.
Okay.
Any more council comments this evening?
No.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
The move and second to adjourn. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed?